Praise the Lord. Welcome to Deep Thought Proverbs with your host and author, Dr. L.T. Bryan. The purpose of this program is to help the individual perfect a good conscience toward God, themselves, and their fellow man. And now, the thought for the moment with your host, Dr. L.T. Bryan. Speak for itself, but not always for the man who possesses it. Because you have talent, it doesn't necessarily add to your character. The Bible says a man's gift will make room for itself. But how many people are talented, but their character to receive wisdom is to understand life. To deny wisdom is to live carelessly, for you receive no instructions. Let no one take your life for a joke unless you think you are funny. Now, Philip Virgil, you don't sit back and let folk laugh at you. Your insecurity kicks in and you laugh with them while they laugh at you. And then deep down inside, you didn't think that was funny. Well, you let them know that's not funny up front. Let no one take your life for a joke unless you think you are funny. And if you think you are funny, don't get upset if everybody takes you as a joke. Because you're laughing at yourself. How can you get upset with anybody else? The beauty of a young maiden to the eyes is as a cool glass of water to a thirsty soul. Very refreshing to see a young woman, a beautiful young woman who knows how to carry herself. Words of kindness are not always spoken by kind people. Pray to know the difference. That's how many people are deceived by kind words from someone who seeks their destruction. Who you are in the heart outweighs your outward appearance. Your outward appearance can be ungodly for whatever reason, but in your heart, you're a loving person, and eventually what comes from the heart reaches the heart, and from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Someone may look upon you and just know that you're notorious, but when you start speaking, they say to themselves, I've never met such a kind person. And then vice versa, you could have a glorious type of appearance, but what comes out of your mouth is another. You don't have to have lying lips to be considered a liar. The mouth is not the only way to lie. The sounds of a piano can be beautiful if you hit the right note. So, as it is with a man's life, when he makes the right choices, your life can be beautiful. A child is influenced by the environment you create. Is your lifestyle child friendly? My God. The eyes of the young are opened more than you think. You know, the Bible says knowledge will increase. Children are being more exposed to things. Never purposely take for granted or abuse the mind of the young, because as they grow older, so does their memory. In a multitude of people, there is honor, But that does not mean you are honorable. You can be praised and honored by many, but that doesn't mean you deserve it or you are an honorable person. To rule over people is honorable, but to have rule over your own spirit is more honorable. You can be a person with fame or with a great name, loved by everyone, living a life without shame. However, one day it will all be over. What then? If you don't have Jesus. There is a generation where nothing matters, and that which matters is nothing. When all of mankind agrees at one, it is a sign that the Tower of Babel is being reconstructed and confusion is bound to set in. Man's mind united will lead man away from God, for the mind of man is evil continuously. And before you give up on life, think about it. For you did not create life, therefore it is not in your hands to alter it. Life goes on with or without you. It is said there's nothing new under the sun, and what was once will be again. Oh, but if you've been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, all things shall be made brand new. The pressure of life in this world is the battle of the mind. The pressures of life in this world is the lust of the flesh. Life full of pride and eyes with evil desires. Some people are trapped like a genie in a bottle. However, there is no such thing as a genie. They're only trapped in their minds. All of heaven speaks of the majesty of God. Therefore, we are without excuse. For only the fool says in his heart, there is no God, but the heavens speak differently. Add to your talent, wisdom, and knowledge. Because you can't find something, it does not mean that it is lost. But sometimes we forget where we put things. So try not to forget the important things in life. As the life of the flesh is in the blood, the life of an individual is in their principles. Well, was that all right? Proverbs, Dr. L.T. Bryant. Appreciate it. I hope they've been edifying. Proverbs are dark sayings about life in different situations. Someone may stand in the door and then I begin to write according to that, but the energy, how I perceive things. Or I look outside and see the trees. Then I just started to write. Only as the Lord inspires me. When others misunderstand you, be sure you understand yourself. To lose hope is to lose your soul. To renew your hope is to cause your light to shine. It is said that God knows and sees everything, even you. To add to yourself without change profits nothing. A man who cannot face the truth about himself is a natural-born liar. A man without confidence is as a fish without water. Let the world. A man who's afraid of his own shadow is a man who will never come into the light. Ooh, I wanna be. To commit spiritual suicide, for fear will cause you to kill your own desires. Oh, let the word, meditation, for joy does not mean that God is in his praise. I wanna be pleased. Never be afraid of another man's gift or abilities. But let the words complimenting others don't take from you. Forgiveness is another word for freedom. Let the word. The fears of the past are in the past. Leave them there. When a man stands up, his fears sit down. A little fear can cause a lifetime of torment. When you live in a double life, all your decisions are twofold. Let the word, a meditation, I have life still alive. Acceptable. The Lord has put within us all what it takes to run our race. There is no excuse for giving up or turning back. Be acceptable. Pride exalts a man, but holiness exalts the Lord. To deny the devil is proof that he lives, for he is the father of lies and you just bought into it. Looks are deceiving. Be sure you're not deceived by your own. Let the word, conversation, be. Let the words, meditation, before you can face reality, you must have something real to face. Take away the letter L from the word fear, and you will have the word ear. So then fear comes by hearing, and hearing by the words of the enemy. And this is your deep thought, Proverbs for the moment. Until next time, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.